who stopped him and asked him, "Whither ride you so hastily?" "Little Dandiprat," replied the prince, "what do you want to know for?" And he rode off without looking round. The dwarf, however, enchanted him, and it happened to him as it had to his brother. He came to a defile where he could not move either forward nor backward. Such is the fate of all haughty people. Now, when the second son did not return, the youngest begged leave to go and fetch the water, and the king was obliged at last to give his consent. When he met the dwarf and was asked whither he was going so hurriedly, he stopped and replied, "I seek the water of life, for my father is sick unto death." "Do you know where to find it?" asked the dwarf. "No," replied the prince. "Since you have behaved yourself as you ought," said the dwarf, "and not haughtily like your false brothers, I will give you information and show you where you may obtain the water of life. It flows from a fountain in the court of an enchanted castle into which you can never penetrate if I do not give you an iron rod and 2 loaves of bread. With the rod, knock thrice.